Christ is risen, hallelujah. Christ is risen, hallelujah. You're doing so well. I'm very happy doing so well. We've been doing it for like a month and a half. We only have like a few more days left. We only have being able to say that to each other in this beautiful Easter season, so full of Easter joy. So thank you so much for beginning so good at that. Look forward to next year when I start doing it. Look at it next. I expect everyone to respond Easter Sunday. I expect everyone to respond Easter. It is, speaking of Easter joy, being very happy about Easter joy. This week begins finals week for my students. They're getting ready to go home. They're very excited about that. They're worried about finals. They're very excited about that. And so we decided to do some fun stuff like that. Yesterday morning, we made breakfast yesterday for what we thought were going to be like maybe 10 students. It was like two dozen. It was a lot. So I was cooking pancakes for them, and it was a lot of fun. I felt like a dad making breakfast for my family. It was really awesome. We had a wonderful time, and it was great. I was sitting and eating breakfast with them, and how that often goes when they're in the house, as everyone's having a polite conversation, and then after a while, I start thinking my brain about stuff, which I don't think in my brain, but it's a lot of fun, I think. But that's kind of always how the conversation goes. That's kind of always how the...
There's one woman who was part of the Newman Association, who was really involved,
and she grew up Catholic. She baptized, received her first Holy Communion, but her family doesn't really practice. So she never received the sacrament of confirmation. And so I'm working with her to prepare her to receive confirmation. So she says to me, Father, I've been reading through the catechism. She said, I'm in this section about belief in God. It's like the 200s paragraphs. If you're really familiar with your catechism. I'm reading through all this stuff about belief in God. And it keeps talking about doing stuff. Doing things, but it's in the section about belief in God. Like doing good works is in the section about belief in God. Like belief in works is in the section about. And she said, it's good to do good things. That's right. I get that.
It's good to do good things.
I understand that. But why is it in this section and not in like a lot different sections? Why is it that when the catechism is talking about belief, it keeps talking about all these actions? She said, I believe in God, absolutely. I can feel his presence in my heart. I have this relationship with him. Why is all this stuff about action? Why is all this stuff about in the section about belief? Our Lord challenges us today in the gospel.
If you love me,
you will keep my commandments.
If you love me,
you will keep my commandments. There's a lot of talk out in the world about separating what we think about things from how we act about those things. What we believe about things. And what we do in the world. But for Jesus Christ, those are the same thing. Those are identical. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. He challenges us if we love him, if we have a relationship with him, it should be pretty easy to see that in the way that we live our lives. That belief in him, a relationship with him, an encounter with him, has consequences, That a person who is a Christian acts differently from one who is not. A person who has had an encounter with Jesus Christ and believes in him acts differently than one who has not and does not. If we love him, it will keep his commandments. Let me play with you. This is a difficult thing to do. Our Lord says it's difficult. And so he says, I will not leave you orphans. I will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of Truth. Your world cannot accept. In our first reading, we heard how there was a group of people who had been baptized. That had come to believe in Jesus Christ. They had come to accept the gospel. They knew that God loved them, that God had made them, that he had sent his Son to live among them and to preach to them and to heal them, and to die for them, and who rose from the dead for them. They believed this. They knew this. But the apostles said, wait, there's more. You need more. So they went out to these people, and they sent on them the Holy Spirit, what we now call the sacrament of confirmation. They laid hands on them and sent the Holy Spirit upon them. And they received the strength of the Holy Spirit. Because the Christian life The Christian way of living, the
Christian belief, the
Christian way of living, Christian
is not just an intellectual matter, but it's a matter of the whole
intellectual matter, but it's a matter of the whole life,
of the whole existence of a person,
of the whole existence of
that it completely transforms us, and we cannot accomplish these beliefs. We cannot live according to these beliefs without the strength of the Holy Spirit. It's impossible without our
strength. The Holy Spirit. It's impossible without our own.
So He sends the Holy Spirit down upon us.
He sends
to give us the strength to live the consequences.
To give us the strength to live
of knowing who Jesus is.
Of knowing
having a relationship with Him.
Having a relationship with Him.
In Christianity, in our relationship with Jesus Christ,
to believe and to act
are the same thing.
To act are the same thing.
If I say that I know who Jesus is,
if I say that
and I love Him,
Jesus is.
But I am unforgiving.
But I am unforgiving.
Then I give evidence against what I believe.
Then I give evidence against what I believe.
If I say that I believe in Jesus Christ,
if I say that,
and I have a relationship with Him and I love Him,
and I have a relationship with Him and I love
Him, I never lift a hand.
I
never assist the poor.
To assist the poor.
I make myself to be a liar.
I make myself to be a liar.
But if I say that I believe in Jesus Christ,
say that I believe in Jesus
Christ, and I do. Forgive freely,
and I do forgive.
Suffer wrongs patiently.
Suffer wrongs.
And spend my time assisting the poor.
And spend my time assisting the poor.
Then I give evidence to my belief.
Then I give evidence.
And I did not learn these things on my own, but only by the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit.
But only by the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit.
We need to evidence our belief.
To evidence
in the way that we live.
In the way that we live.
The Christian belief. Christianity, Catholicism, all these things, everything, the catechism and the Holy Scriptures have consequences.
The Holy Scriptures have consequences.
We must live out those consequences in everything that we do. Those instructions for what we should be doing with our lives definitely belong in that section of the catechism that talks about the creed.
That section of the catechism that talks about
what we believe affects what we do.
Affects what we do.
And our Lord Jesus Christ assists us in this by sending His Holy Spirit down upon us. Is to strengthen within us His own love, His own grace, His own power,
His own grace,
to equip us to do good in the world.
To equip us to do good.
I ask you, my brothers and sisters,
I ask
as
you
we come to the end of the season of Lent, or not season of Lent,
season
Easter,
of Lent,
opposite Lent,
not season.
As we come to the end of
the
season of Easter,
coming to the end of the season,
let us reaffirm constantly.
Let us reaffirm
what we believe.
What
who we believe Jesus Christ is.
Who we believe Jesus
Christ is. Let us evidence by our lives, by our freeness in forgiving.
Our freeness in forgiving.
Our openness to charity.
Our openness to charity.
Our acceptance of wrongdoing,
of suffering,
of wrongdoing. Let us evidence by all these things
who we believe
that Jesus Christ is.
Who we believe that Jesus Christ is.
He who has made us, loved us into existence.
He who has made us, loved us,
who has died for us, and has truly risen from the dead.
Truly risen.
Let us live according to His example.